Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Libraries want children to check out trash. You won't believe what the American Library Association is promoting recently at its annual national conference. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. The ALA, or the American Library Association, is an association of libraries around the country. It proposes policies and does educational workshops for librarians from around the nation, and it has an annual conference. This year, the annual conference had more than 21,000 people, 4,000 more than attended last year. In this particular conference, Holly, they wanted to promote strategies for bringing the LGBT propaganda, pornography, and drag queen story times for children into these taxpayer-funded libraries, all while avoiding parental knowledge. And some of these workshops, they had 100 workshops regarding equality, diversity, and inclusion. That's their words. 100 workshops or more. And the workshops included such things as, and I'll read what they said, queerness in comics, a child's room to choose, encouraging gender identity and expression in school and public libraries, LGBTQ plus creators and characters in kids, tween, and teen comics, reading the rainbow, teaching children about pride and LGBTQ plus history, are you going to tell my parents is another one, the minor's right to privacy in the library, and telling stories, expanding boundaries, drag queen story times in libraries, just to name a few of their more than 100 workshops.
And you know, this American Library Association is really feeling threatened by censorship. And if you go on their website, they have a graph here that shows you that their top challenge, in their words, to censorship are parents. They say 32% of parents are challenging. And you
because
look at
the parent, because they don't like parental consent for the child
not.
To check out certain material.
Of course, you know, when you and I used to go to libraries as children, you know, our parents would go with us. They'd have story times. You'd read books. It was a very wholesome experience. Where now, for example, they're brainstorming on how they can promote books that feature non-traditional families.
Without the parents' knowledge.
Without their parents. So let's say
they think that the parents are an impediment.
Right. They're like threatened. So some of these books are My Brother's Husband, Lumberjanes, Pregnant Butch. You know, so they are really pushing this agenda on these innocent children.
Well, here's a workshop. It's entitled, Are You Going to Tell My Parents? The Minor's Right to Privacy in the Library. That's the title of the workshop. So these are people that are librarians coming from around the country, and they want to learn, or they're being taught, about how they can provide this material to the kids without letting the parents know. And it asks questions such as, should libraries record and share a minor's internet browsing habit with their parents? Of course, they wouldn't think so. A panel of experts discussed the laws and ethical statements applicable to minors' privacy rights and positive and proactive ways that libraries can protect minors' privacy and confidentiality. What does that mean? It means that these kids come in, they could be looking at LGBT propaganda, pornography, whatever they have there in this public library, and the library knows it, but they don't want to let the parents know. They want to, quote, protect the minor's privacy and confidentiality. Well, you know what? A minor doesn't have that privacy and confidentiality when it's the parent's right to choose what the minor is doing or where that minor goes. That is the parent's decision.
But you know, it's interesting, Matt, in this particular seminar, they brought up FERPA, which we know is not about protecting the children.
And that's
it's
a federal law.
Right, allowing the parents to have the rights of knowing what their children are being exposed
to. We actually have a memo on FERPA. It's F-E-R-P-A. That's the initials. Mm-hmm. It's got a longer name. But FERPA is a federal law for educational institutions. We had to deal with it when I was dean of law school. Any educational institution does. And that is about being confidential in records regarding a student. So, for example, if somebody wants to get the GPA of a student, or whether they were disciplined, or something else that they did, you had to protect the confidentiality of that particular student and could not release that information unless you had certain consent from that student. That is the student's records, and you can't release that to the third parties. That doesn't mean you can't release that material to the parent of a minor.
Right.
The parent of the minor is the minor in the sense of having the right over that minor, and therefore there is no confidentiality breach by revealing that information to the parent. Obviously, parents get what? Report cards.
Right.
The kids that are minors can't tell the school, don't reveal my report card to my parents. No, the report card goes to your parents. Now, if you were to take a report card for an adult, an 18, 19-year-old college student, and post it up on the web or give it to some third person, then obviously that is a violation. But to provide information to the parents, that's not.
Right. So they've totally misconstrued that to their librarians, teaching them that children have the right to privacy, and it's not correct at all. And then you're feeding all this propaganda. And of course, now you're seeing more and more pictures of these quote unquote drag queens showing up in libraries. And so they are welcoming that. They even have a crisis communication plan to help librarians when they face the public outcry, rightly so, from parents when they're doing this in the library. They're just having these men come in dressed as women and doing these perverted type things with these children.
Yeah, a workshop on a child's room to choose, encouraging gender identity and expression in school and public libraries, provided what is called, quote, kid-friendly introductions to LGBTQ plus history and gender identity, and incorporating gender-neutral bathrooms into public spaces. Another one, telling stories, expanding boundaries, drag queen story times in libraries. That was a workshop that featured a lesbian who started drag queen events at a public library in San Francisco. The session explored the public library as a site for the intersection of gender expression / identity and intellectual freedom by discussing the phenomenon of drag queen story time.
I don't think that was the purpose of the library.
No, it also featured a drag queen storyteller who read a story to the attendees. I mean, it's shocking. It's like the National Education Association that's for teachers, and they have bought into this pro-abortion LGBT rhetoric, and they promote that on their teachers and in the schools. The ALA is supposed to provide policies. It's not supposed to be a political advocation organization that promotes these radical antisocial agendas like LGBT, but that's in fact what it was doing and is doing. And this is all being done by public taxpayer funds. What I encourage you to do is check out your public library. Go to the public library, because those are ones that are supported by your taxpayer dollars. There are private libraries as well. Find out what's going on in those too, but specifically prioritize these public libraries and find out what kind of policies they have there with regards to the children. And if you have your child go to these libraries, make sure that they know that you're the parent, not the library, mm-hmm. and you want to provide consent for certain things, and you want to not allow your children to read or have access to certain material. And also find out, ask them if they have these drag queen story hours.
And you know, these are not only librarians in public libraries, but you're also talking about public school libraries. So our children are being exposed to this kind of propaganda now.
Yeah. So find out what's happening in your school. You know, the kids are probably attracted to these people that dress up as drag queens because they look clownish.
Right.
In fact, it's really sexist, if you think about it. It's taking a woman's makeup and exaggerating it to the extreme. But unfortunately, it's not a mockery.
Yeah.
It's what they do. And they attract the kids by looking clownish. And yet then they give them this radical gender identity confusion that they impose on these young, impressionable minds. Find out what's going on. Stay informed. Get us involved and let us know. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.